Continue with our North Coast BIA spotlight on North Ridgeville, extended here into the 9 o'clock hour. Didn't want to miss an opportunity to talk with the Shermans. We've got Dell Sherman with us and also Trevor Sherman. Good morning.
Good morning.
And another generation here of the Sherman family to run the Autorama Drive-In, huh?
Yes, absolutely. The fourth generation sitting right next to me.
And tell me a little bit, Trevor, what do you like most about the fact that your family owns a drive-in movie theater?
Watching the movies for free.
Ah, well, I could probably come up with that. Of course, you can relate to that, Dell, I suppose, right?
Absolutely. I was working there ever since I could pop popcorn.
Yes, well, watching them free, but you said the word work. So there's a lot that always goes into that, right?
Any family business, lots of work, day and night, 365, always something going on.
All right, you say 365. Here we are in February. I drive by there the other day. I see the big white blank screens. Sort of the sad moment of our drive-in during the middle of the day when they're just there. But obviously maintenance is an important part, right?
Yeah, maintenance, winter projects inside. There's always a lot of planning for events coming up in the summer, getting our lineup going on, doing research for new ideas, new projects possibly down the road.
But last time when we talked, a number of years ago, you were just getting into the digital projector. That was where it was either like put up or shut up, right?
Absolutely.
The industry said you need to go digital so that you can have a new way of getting these movies there. That happened. Is there another technology thing that's coming up with you, or how is things? Is it kind of settled a little bit in that regard?
Settled for the most part in that regard. We're thinking some more operational, maybe upgrades. We're diving in right now into research regarding online ticketing and expanding our horizon that way. Other than that, though, right now, the digital is pretty much a mainstay right now, and we're just looking at expanding our offerings possibly to different kind of movies. You know, we have our Retro Tuesdays that we do. We bring back some old movies and watch those, and some of our patrons seem to really like that, so we're continuing with that tradition
when
this year.
When you do the retro, are you the one that's selecting this, or is there sort of a genre available out there for you? Has that just come from you and your family?
The ideas come from us. We also solicit them from our patrons. You know, sometimes we'll put some requests on Facebook or via email. We'll get requests just on from anybody, people just walking in and, you know, throughout the summer, hey, this would be a good idea for next year. But basically anything that's out there that's available on Blu-ray, we can convert into put on our screen now.
Okay.
So it's very not very limited at all what we can do, as long as we can get permission from the film companies themselves.
When do you open for the season?
Traditionally, we open up the first weekend, April.
Do you think that'll hold?
I think so. This weather seems to be pretty favorable on the weekends lately, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Now, that's not far away.
Craig thought there would be a time when it was a nice 60 degrees. You could probably just, you know, fire up the popcorn machine, open it up, and, you know, get movies out there. But obviously there's a little more that goes into something like that.
There's some planning. You have to negotiate with the film companies, with our booking agency. We always have that fear of the water. You know, we have our water turned off right now because of the freezing temperatures. So the building is not insulated building like you would see nowadays. But we, in the wintertime, we have to take precautions to make sure we don't have any blown pipes and stuff coming
up. I was
up.
Reading that it was your father's, when they built it, they decided to build a large concession because they knew that's where many theaters make their money as well. Does that continue to grow? Is that as big as it is, or has it expanded over time?
We have expanded over time, actually, but it was one of the larger drive-in concession stands that was built. My father and grandfather, they looked at other drive-ins that were built previously, and they saw that there was an issue there with the concessions, so they went larger. We converted our old projection booth. We used to be a single screen, so we converted our old projection booth into our ice cream shop now, so we can sell a lot of our fast items out of there. We're also looking forward to the future, maybe open up a pizza shop or something like that, utilizing where our video games used to be. So there's opportunities for expansion all around, so we're definitely open to ideas.
Well, let's talk about this coming season. You're able to get first-run films there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Talk about, you know, what are you anticipating, or what do you see out there that people are going to start thinking, these are the ones I want to get to?
There's a great lineup coming up this summer. We traditionally try and focus on family-type movies. We will go the mainstay of what is popular to make sure we get our business when we can. Since we are a seasonal business, we have to capitalize when we're open. There's some great movies coming out this spring as well as this summer. Coming up here in April, we have The Fate of the Furious. We have the new Guardians of the Galaxy coming out. New Pirates of the Caribbean. We have Wonder Woman, Cars 3, Transformers, Despicable Me 3, a new Spider-Man. The list is going on and on. And even at the end of the summer, some great new ones coming out from Stephen King, some reissues. The movie It is being re-released, The Dark Tower, Blade Runner. All some great movies that are diving back into the original and getting them redone, trying to rejuvenate that business.
You have all those movies, but you have a limited number of weeks. How do you kind of put it all together? I guess you can do twice as much because you have the two screens, but...
Absolutely. Two screens is definitely a huge help. And pairing with other film companies is also key. And a lot of the planning we have to do in the wintertime right now is trying to say, okay, we got to put this on the front end and maybe play this, you know, a couple weeks later if we can. So there is some shuffling that has to be done, but the film companies usually treat us pretty well. We do put some decent business for them, and they respect our business and work with us very well.
We just finished with Westminster Dog Show. Two nights of dogs. Dogs, mm-hmm. dogs, dogs. You know, you can sometimes see dogs over at the Autorama. Tell me about this event that you have there, too.
It's 2 years now. We've done a fundraiser for the MBR, Multi Breed Rescue, out of Lorain County. And what we do is we do a fundraiser where you can bring your animal, your pet, your dog, your cat, whatever, to the drive-in. And with the donation at the box office, that will go to the MBR. You can bring them in, and we'll have kinds of giveaways, raffles. We'll do accept donations for food and stuff for the rescue. And it's been quite a very good success. Typically, we have it on a Sunday night or a weeknight when it's not as busy, so there's a lot of room and a lot of places for the animals to run around if need be. But it's been very successful, and it's a growing event for us over the past couple of years.
One thing when Bruce and I talk about your business, when we write it down, he always wants me to make sure it's Autorama. How did that come to be? I would think it would be Autorama.
You know, that was something that my father and grandfather did way back when in 1965 when they opened the thing up. I think it was just a distinction, just to make it different and mm-hmm. not to associate necessarily with a specific car or even the car show. I'm not exactly sure when that car show started, but there might be some trademark things there. But that was just something to make us unique.
Well, with anything being unique, it's a matter of, I mean, you're sort of unique now.
Absolutely.
Considering all the drive-ins that showed up in the 40s in there that are no longer there, people living on the properties of some of these old drive-ins that have been turned into whatever. You're in an interesting location in there and have survived. Why do you think that is? What do you ever just wonder about that? Or
you have to be willing to evolve. The industry has changed a lot since then. You have to evolve, and you have to listen to what your customers want. Like I said, we cater to families. I feel that we are reasonably priced, our concessions as well as our admission. You know, we're a place that a lot of people can reminisce about when they were younger. You know, I took my kids there, or your grandparents took their kids there. So it's kind of a throwback thing to what America used to be and what America wants to be still. You know, you have that entrepreneur or individual family-owned business that made America great and will hopefully keep America great.
Now, what's the best way to watch it? Forward? Park it backwards if you have the bigger ones? I know you have a space for the vans. Pop the lid. Bring out the chairs. Is there a... What's the any recommendations for that, or is it to each his own?
To each his own. I like it both ways. The kids like to watch it out of the back. I personally like to watch in the front. It relax better in my comfy seats in my truck. But I really think sitting outside kind of enhances the atmosphere. You know, you get to hear all the commotion going around, kind of,
right.
Whether it be the train tracks or whether it be the turnpike and the truckers honking their horns. Or the kids down there just laughing and giggling, or people singing along. So I think being outside is the best.
There's a very more of a social interaction that takes place.
Absolutely.
In something like this. Trevor, what's your main responsibility? at the drive-in? Are you given things to do?
Not really. I usually like to make the popcorn.
Okay.
Do you test it? Do you sample some of it?
Yeah.
You have to, right? Of course.
Absolutely. Well, that's the key to it. You got to have the bucket of popcorn and all the different concessions that you have in there. But it's really about just sort of a family experience. I know there's a lot of times it's sort of a treat for people to get the family together and to go out either on that Friday or Saturday or a weeknight or even during the springtime if the schools work out, you know, they're able to come. Though I was there at almost till 2 in the morning watching Lucy one day. It was that, Scarlett Johansson film. I was remember watching that as well. So I stick it out to the very end, by the way, of your double features as they go. But it's a fun experience, and we're glad you're there. People would miss you if you were gone, I think.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. We're glad to be part of North Ridgeville. We've been here for going on season number 53 now, so I'm looking to have many, many more.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate you both coming in and wish you a good 2017 success at the drive-in, and hope there aren't too many people that fall asleep and you have to wake them up before it's time for them to go.
Few here and there, right. But usually not too many.
Not too many, but it's a fun time at the drive-in, and you can get it right here in North Ridgeville.